It is time to get the scoop on WPR happenings with this edition of Mondays with Mike on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have WPR's Chief Operating Officer and Director of Content, Michael Arnold, for the hour. He has info on a new podcast launching this week, job opportunities, a fall member drive, numbers recap, lots of special events that remind us it's fall and it's very easy to get very busy. And you have a direct line to all of this with your questions, your insights to keep public radio moving forward. Join in at 800-642-1234. What programming resonates with you? What would you suggest improving? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, good morning. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Well, let's start with Derailed, Wisconsin Public Radio's new podcast this week. What do you know there?
Well, it's a new podcast that Sean Johnson and Bridget Bowden have been working on for quite a long time, putting together. In 2010, some of you may recall that Wisconsin got a federal grant to build a high-speed rail line between Madison and Milwaukee, and some people were really excited about it, and some people thought it was just a big waste of money. And the project came to an abrupt stop when Scott Walker was elected governor that year. And basically, this tells that story and what we learned from that. It's really interesting. They had a
launch event.
They had a launch event mm-hmm. in Madison, which is really brave. You know, they played it in front of a bunch of people. And Sean told me that Sean told me he was a little nervous about the, you know, whether how people would react to the first episode. And they were actually pretty enthusiastic about it. So it was fun.
Here's the thing. I mean, I walk by Sean's office like 10 times a day, maybe more. You know that they're working on something great because Sean is like a petrified rock in there for weeks on end. He doesn't move. And if you know that Sean Johnson is not moving, something really big is happening. So, you know, I sent a Slack message last night to Bridget saying, hey, Bridget, you know, we're going to be talking about Derailed and we could use a little bit of help on it. And Bridget, I think, is on the line. Are you there, Bridget?
I'm here.
Hi. So, you know, when did you and Sean start working on this podcast?
Yeah, we started working on it actually about a year ago. It took us a while to come up with exactly what story we wanted to tell. But once we figured out how much people, even 10 years later, still care about this story of the train, and it still really gets people's blood boiling, even 10 years later, we thought it would be a great story to tell in a podcast form.
And you even took a train ride as part of this reporting. Is that right?
Sort of. So I had an already planned trip to Spain. I just happened to be in Spain, and I rode on some of the high-speed trains there to see what they were like.
Has in your reporting, I'm sure you talked with so many sources, so many people. Was it difficult to report out this story and then craft it into a podcast?
You know, it was something that's definitely new for us, which is really exciting, this being our first sort of narrative podcast. We've tracked down all sorts of people, former secretaries of the Wisconsin DOT, former governors. We talked to one person who used to be national secretary of the DOT. So it was certainly a long process that took quite a bit of time, but I hope it's all worth it in the end.
Mike, do you want to jump in here? Anything else you want to ask Bridget?
Sure. It was. When does it start?
That's a good question. Yeah.
When did we start or when did the whole project?
It launches on Wednesday, right?
Oh, yes. It launches Wednesday, October 9th. That's this coming Wednesday. And people can subscribe wherever they get their podcasts. So that's, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pocket Casts. We're on all of them.
And how many episodes? Yeah. How many episodes?
It's probably going to be 6 episodes, but don't quote me on that because we're still writing the last one. So, you know, if we get a great tip, we may have to make another episode. You never know.
Now, Bridget, you did this launch party last week. Were you afraid of doing that? Because I don't know if I would do that if I were you.
I was excited to play the episode for people. I was really excited to get it out there in the world. What I was nervous about was the Q&A. But people were very nice with their questions. People had great questions, and we had a really thoughtful conversation after we played the episode for folks. So it was great. No need to be nervous.
That's great.
Well, Bridget, thanks so much for stopping in, calling in, and congratulations on the podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Hope everyone can subscribe.
We are with Mondays with Mike here. Mike Arnold, Chief Operating Officer of Wisconsin Public Radio, taking your questions, your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Maybe you were at the launch event last week. What do you think of the first episode of Derailed? What are your favorite podcasts? What do you think of the programming you hear on WPR? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org.
And I mean, one of the things that's great about Derailed is it allows us to really try an original podcast like this. I mean, one of the reasons we're interested in that is we know that there are more people using podcasts than ever. I mean, it's really been a growing thing. A lot of people enjoy hearing podcasts from WPR. We have the politics podcast that we've been doing for quite a long time. And so this is a really great way for us to further dip our toe into something that we've been doing in some ways for a long time, but it's kind of a different approach to that.
Yeah, it's just to even think that the politics podcast, the WPR politics podcast, that started in the fall of 2016. And here we are in the fall of 2019.
Right.
Still going strong. A podcast now, 3 years in the making.
Exactly. And it'll be very useful as we move into the election. So,
oh, yeah.
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 Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Well, we have Darlene from Tomaha who called in, couldn't stay with us, but she had really in the past on the morning show appreciated Week in Review on Fridays. And was wondering if something like that could ever come back.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think there's always things that people are thinking about in terms of regular recurring segments. So that's definitely something we'll keep in mind as we move into the future.
We had Steve from Madison calling in to ask, what happened to Kevin McKinley from On Your Money fame?
Kevin McKinley is still around, and we stopped doing the regular weekly visits with Kevin McKinley, and continue to do though segments about
finance
mm-hmm. and things like that. So we'll continue to have those kind of discussions on WPR.
Let's go to Bob now, calling us from Chicago. Bob, hi.
Hi. Good morning. I have a question. It's not very flattering. I was wondering whatever happened to the ideas on the Ideas Network, and is there any chance of bringing them back? I guess not. But I recall that, the Ideas Network used to have hour-long programs of hosts who would interview guests for an hour. Most of your programs are like that all day long. And then they were gone, and in their place... Well, most of them are gone, but what we got in their place was news, a bunch of news, world news, depressing stuff that we can't do anything about. I don't consider that ideas.
Yeah, Bob, you're really looking for those longer, hour-long conversations.
So, Bob, what are some things you're missing? What kind of conversations are you missing when you say ideas?
Well, the kind you used to have. I used to listen all the time. Now I rarely listen. Ideas about the arts, culture, society, mm-hmm. Authors. You said plenty of that stuff. Now there's almost none.
Well, I appreciate that comment, Bob. It's something that I think we can always work on. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, I do think we do have discussions about what's going on in the news, but we always try to find a balance.
And I know here in the morning show with author interviews, we always give an author an hour. There's so much to dig into books. We're getting up to speed on this edition of Mondays with Mike. Michael Arnold here fielding your questions, your comments. He's Chief Operating Officer, Director of Content. Join in at 800-642-1234. What do you appreciate about WPR? What changes could improve your experience? Call in, tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll get back to this in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. By all accounts, it is the first Monday in October, and that means it's time for another edition of Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're visiting with Michael Arnold, WPR's Chief Operating Officer. We're exploring the news inside WPR, gathering your comments, your questions on your listening experience. 800-642-1234. How do you connect with WPR? What questions do you have about programming? Call in. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. And Mike Arnold stays with us through the hour. Let's go to Heather now, joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning. I just had sort of a two-part question. First, why does Central Time repeat itself? And second, is there any chance of getting something back that's more similar to Here on Earth with Gene Ferraca was?
Okay. Well, two questions there. That's great. I'll start with the first one. Central Time repeat. There are actually a lot of programs on WPR that repeat. On the news and classical service, Morning Edition, All Things Considered repeat. Actually, they have 2 hours and then they repeat those hours, but they will update those. It's the same with Central Time in the afternoon, starting at 3, from 3 to 5. The program originates and then it repeats. But there are times when we've changed the program based on breaking events or new things that are happening. Part of it has to do with the way people use radio in the morning and afternoon. In general, you know, people are moving around a lot more. There are people who might be going to work or coming home from work. And so basically, by repeating the show, it actually gives the opportunity for people to hear the whole thing and for people to catch the program. But it's something we're always looking at. So we definitely do hear comments from people about, do you need to do that? Regarding Gene Ferraca's show, what are some of the things you miss from Gene's show that you'd like to hear more of, Heather?
Sort of what that other guy, Bob, had asked about. It was just, you know, it was a deeper conversation for almost an hour, and it sort of just really touched on more of the humanities, the environment. It was really kind of a nice break from the political
right.
world we live in and the harsh news. And it was just really, I just remember learning a lot and hearing a lot of cool, being introduced to a lot of really cool people and learning, hearing cool quotes and just really a different context. And it just kind of felt different than anything else that's out there. It felt similar to the best of our knowledge, but
right.
I think it was more in the sort of spiritual environmental realm than that even.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand. It sounds a little bit like what Bob was saying earlier, sort of hearing different topics. It is something that we're thinking about a lot. There are people who are kind of feeling a sense of news fatigue, you know, not wanting to always talk about what's happening in the news and to hear different topics. And it is something that I think we've been working on with our shows, is to cover a range of topics that include humanities issues and authors and things like that, right? I mean, I'm sure that's something
yeah.
you deal
oh,
with, Kate,
absolutely.
On a regular basis.
And it is, you know, Heather, so fascinating to talk with authors and hear new insights and their groundbreaking work, because we learn something new every day. Speaking of the humanities, WPR's Chapter a Day has this collaboration this
yeah.
month. What is that collaboration?
It's pretty cool. It's related to UW-Madison's Go Big Read, which is this thing where a bunch of people read the same thing at the same time. I'm not sure if that has some weird cosmic effect or not.
Good.
But they're reading a book called The Poison Squad by Deborah Bloom. And Chapter a Day is reading that as other people are physically reading it all over the area. And listeners can hear the 2019-2020 Go Big Read selection read by Jim Fleming over the air from September 30th through Friday the 25th. And by special arrangement with the publisher, you can also listen online through November 21st at WPR.org/GoBigRead. So that's a good thing to do.
That is a really cool collaboration. It makes sense because Chapter a Day is about reading a book.
Yes, it is. It really is. And it's a popular segment on WPR. Not a lot of stations have something like Chapter a Day, but it really works for us and for listeners.
Speaking of politics, WPR is broadcasting live coverage of the fourth Democratic presidential debate. And so what do we know about there in terms of what we have been broadcasting, what we don't broadcast? What is the nuance there about those
yeah,
programming decisions?
In this one, we're going to be airing this on both networks. And it's a partnership that NPR has with CNN and The New York Times to sponsor it. So they're offering rights to member stations. This debate will be in Westerville, Ohio on October October 15th. Not all the debates. We can't air all the debates, and it's kind of a media thing because there's some debates that are sponsored by certain organizations, and they don't want other people to have it so that people can go to them for the debate. Mm. So it really varies depending on who's sponsoring the debate. If NPR or PBS is involved, it's likely we'd be able to have rights for broadcast. There's some other instances where that's the case, too. But if you want to figure out where all the debates are and how to watch them, you can go to kind of an unusual website. It's US-presidential-election-news.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
And figure that out, or just Google U.S. presidential debates, and I'm sure you'll get a list. Oh. Yeah.
We're talking with Mike Arnold. He's Chief Operating Officer of Wisconsin Public Radio, Director of Content. It is Mondays with Mike, where you have a line with your programming ideas, your technical issues, special events you would like to have in your community. Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. We were talking about podcasts earlier. Last month, WPR's Politics Podcast went on the road. Where can we interact next with the politics team?
Well, we have a live recording and conversation coming up at Raised Grain Brewing Company in Waukesha on October 24th at 7:30. There's also one coming up in November 21st, in Chippewa Falls at the Liney Lodge. That'll be interesting.
That'll be fun. Yeah,
And it's actually a really fun event. They do the podcast in front of everyone, and then afterwards take questions from the audience. So it's really a fun event.
I was at one where you were at one, and it's pretty intimate. I mean, it's a small, but yet people can get up, you know, in front of a mic and ask questions.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So. It's a good way to, Sean Johnson's our Capitol Bureau chief. Laurel White is reporter at the Capitol. And then John K. Wilson works in digital, but he also keeps pretty close tabs on what's happening in politics. So they always have interesting things to say. And it's a great conversation afterwards. It's really good to hear what people have to say and what their comments are. So it's really a fun night. If you're really into state politics or you want to learn more about it, it's a great thing to do. The next one's coming up in Waukesha on October 21st. Or 24th.
24th, yeah.
Exactly. So I think if you go to our events page on WPR.org, you'll find out about all those things.
We have Friday WPR's old-time radio drama going to Oshkosh. Lots of people on the road here. This show is sold out. What about this production?
This is going to be at the Grand Oshkosh in Oshkosh. It's Friday, October 11th. It's a modern version of There's Always a Woman, which is a story that features an intrepid detective who gets her way despite all the men who underestimate her. There's Always a Woman was actually originally broadcast in 1939, but this is an updated version of Campbell's Playhouse radio drama. It's definitely worth checking out. It's sort of a classic husband and wife private eye story. There's a mysterious wealthy client. There's blackmail. There's gambling. All sorts of nefarious things. And it's fun. It's actually it's fun to watch an old time radio drama.
And the sound effects.
Like the sound effects are always the most fun. You never know what what they are until you actually see them. And one of the things we've experienced with these performances is that the audience loves it so much. You almost have to add a little extra time for all the applause and reaction because the audience is so responsive to it. So it's really a fun night.
Well, it's fun here in Buck's studio because some of those sound effect things like crop up in our studio here. And the other day I was like, why is there a bag of potatoes in the studio? Well, apparently that was the sound to imitate like a dead body, like pulling a dead body.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, of course.
We have like this weird, there's like this weird box full of gravel in one of our studios. And basically what that is you put shoes in there and you move them around and it sounds like people walking on gravel. I have never worked anywhere that had a gravel box like that. But
well, you can't say we don't love
sound. WPR is an interesting place.
Yes.
That's right. It's a very interesting place.
Let's go to Rod in Weyerhaeuser. Rod, hi.
Hello. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. Yes, we can.
Good morning, Rod.
Hey. Good morning. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. You know, the one lady that called, yeah, by the way, I used to call in more before, but I just was listening more do listen more and know if there's other things going on and stuff. But anyhow, you got big shoes to fill, and you're doing a pretty good job, you know, doing technique, you know. So, but, you know, public radio is awesome. It's awesome. That's all I can say. But, you know, there should be a program, I'm thinking, something like on the order of what the lady called in, you know, when she mentioned about Gene Ferracca. If they had a program, it wouldn't have to be on every day, I guess, but about personal problems, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, so when you got all these issues today, you know, you hear these reports about, you know, suicide and PTSD and mental illness and stuff. And,
yeah.
And if people are afraid to talk about that, then it ain't going to help. You know, if you got something like that, because some people may do it on Facebook or whatever, but then some of them might be afraid to do it on there too, you know.
Yeah, having a forum to have these difficult conversations. Rod, I'm so glad to hear from you. We are visiting with WPR's head of content, Mike Arnold, here. He's fielding your questions, your comments, 800-642-1234. We'll be back to this and hear an answer about what Rod is saying after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're exploring all things WPR on Mondays with Mike here on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and we're running the gamut with WPR's Chief Operating Officer, Michael Arnold, from the staffing, special events, programming, operations. He's bringing us up to speed and, most importantly, hearing what's on your mind. Join in with Mike, 800-642-1234. Why do you listen to WPR? What are your favorite things? Are you listening to podcasts or visiting WPR online more? When was your last driveway moment when you put your life on hold to finish listening to something? We want to know about all of this, all of it. 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Mike, when we were talking to Rod just before the newscast, he suggested a program where people could get help on their medical, their mental health issues, things like that.
Yeah, we do have some health programs that air on the weekends. We have Zorba Pastor on Your Health, which has been on for about 30 years now, or 25? I guess 25. I think 25 is the right number. It's hard to keep track these days. But Zorba's been on giving health advice, mostly physical health advice, although there are times when he'll talk about mental health. And the People's Pharmacy is another one where they talk about a whole range of issues as well. But I think Rod's point is well taken. I mean, I think there are ways to talk about mental health in a way that can be helpful to people. So we'll definitely keep that in mind. Rod, thanks for calling in with that comment.
Let's go to Mary Ann now, joining us from La Crosse. Good morning, Mary Ann.
Good morning. My comment was a programming suggestion. I often think just there's a huge opportunity as I drive my child to school and pick him up to have some short snippet of 10 minutes, 15 minutes that has an eye toward programming for all of us, including children. I find myself sometimes, as I'm wanting to listen to public radio in the morning, turning it off because I just feel like this isn't the start to a day for my 9-year-old that I want to offer. And there are so many hopeful stories. There are so much children are doing to really look to the positive for those windows of time as parents are commuting their children to and from school.
Just a
quarter of an hour. But I feel like, honestly, what would happen is a lot of your listeners would look to those 15 minutes. We don't have children. And would just
right.
say, you know, this is our future. It is positive. We want to hear these messages because I think it's really important to have those windows. And also to reach out to the next generation. But I do find myself more often turning off the radio.
Is it primarily because of like news topics that seem to?
Well, news topic, yep. Partly because of the timing. And I just feel like there's this massive audience of women moving, primarily women parents moving their children to and from school, and everyone's in the car. So they're either going to listen to music because what's on the what's content on public radio really isn't for all of us in those moments.
So, what are the kind of topics you're thinking about with that?
Well, I'm thinking about recent. I was reading in the paper just now about Greta, but I think there's some positive stories about whether it. Whether you look for them, whether it's climate change, instead of putting this huge pressure cooker on our children, looking for the positive. Who are people that are saying, we can do something about this? Are the hopeful stories in the communities that where people have mobilized in a community and something positive has happened, a change has occurred, whether it's around water, whether it's around, you know, the environment, but it could be other things, just, you know, things you see in your community, just little things that are positive. But
right.
That window, you know,
that's
on the
a difficult
state level
time when kids are in the car. And Marianne, it's interesting you say that, because oftentimes in these difficult conversations, one of the questions that I know that we feel, you know, as a host and producers, is there hope? Where is the hope? And, and we're always looking for that hope. We did a big collaboration with To the Best of Our Knowledge on where we find hope. And so even in those conversations where it's hard and it's dark, we are always trying to find, you know, glimmers of hope. Now, as Marianne is saying, not all conversations are suitable for everyone out there. And I hope that we do a pretty good job in giving a heads up when we have those hard conversations.
Yeah. But it's definitely some good advice, Marianne. We'll keep that in mind, because there could be some. I mean, I think having segments where people have a sense of agency, where they feel like there's something they can do from that can be a little bit more enlightening for some people. So we appreciate that call, and we appreciate your sentiment, and thanks for listening when you do. So thanks so much, Marianne.
Anne in Duluth, you're next. Hi, Anne.
Hi. I really like what Marianne just said, by the way. I'm calling because I listen to our station out of UW-Superior, and I know that your original charter with them indicated that they would be permitted to put on sporting events.
Yes.
But it is really jarring on a Saturday afternoon or evening to be listening to something, and all of a sudden, in barges, Yellow Jacket Hockey. And, you know, if I wanted to listen to sports, I'd turn on my TV to ESPN. So I would, you know, it's probably not going to happen, but I would really like to see that charter renegotiated so that the Ideas Network remains the Ideas Network at all times.
Well, we always think about those things, and we also have to acknowledge that in some cases there are people who are big Yellow Jacket fans who appreciate the sports. But we do have an agreement in Superior that allows that to happen, and it's good to hear your thoughts on that, Anne. I appreciate that, and hope that that you're able to make it through that and enjoy the programming we do normally. But thanks for that comment, Anne.
Yeah, Anne, thanks. We're in the throes here of Mondays with Mike, with Michael Arnold, Chief Operating Officer of Wisconsin Public Radio, Director of Content, taking your suggestions, your ideas about programming, any technical issues you're having, wherever you are in the state. Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Well, we just ended the fall membership drive. It just wrapped up. You have some numbers for us?
Yeah. You donated more than $525,000. So that's 2,975 listeners joined in. And we also had 625 new members mixed in with that. So that was a really good pledge drive. And membership drives, I know some people don't always enjoy it because they take time away from the regular programming, but they actually fuel the regular programming too. We wouldn't be able to do the programs we do if it wasn't for listener support. It's the largest single source of funding for WPR. So we find that the most there's no technology that can track you down and figure out that you're listening to WPR. So we come on the air and ask for your support and try to do that and is fun a way as we can. But thanks so much. If you pledged, if you haven't pledged, we'd love you to do that. You can always make a pledge at WPR.org.
Let's bring in Sherry now in Madison. Sherry, hi.
Hi. Hey, I do not get up until 8 a.m. on Saturday, even most other days. And People's Pharmacy comes on at 7 a.m. And so I always miss it, but I would really like to hear it. So I'm wondering if you either could put that later in the schedule on Saturday, or if you could repeat it on Saturday. It's not repeated, and I hear Zorba Pastor twice and a couple of other programs twice, and I don't really even want to hear them twice. Once is enough.
And yet you'd like to hear the People's Pharmacy twice.
I would like to hear it at least once.
At least once.
Because I'm not up. It's so early.
Yes. Well, I understand that.
And I think a lot of people don't rise that early on Saturdays, especially. So.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, though. I walk my dog sometimes, and it's amazing how much everybody's awake in the morning. But I understand your point,
really?
Sherry. The People's Pharmacy is made available pretty early in the morning on Saturday. It's not exactly a live feed, but it's more or less a live feed. So that's part of the reason why we have it on so early. I know that it's very popular. I used to work on that show many years ago and understand that. So we'll definitely keep that in mind, Sherry. Thanks for calling about that.
We also heard from Elizabeth in Platteville, who couldn't stay with us but wanted to say WPR should never let Larry Mueller retire. As long as you can control that, Mike Arnold.
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way, and if you listen to Larry's show, you can understand why somebody would feel that way, and we absolutely feel that way with Larry.
Absolutely,
I mean, he's
wonderful,
a real treasure.
Host.
Yeah,
yep.
He's just a wonderful person to work with, and his show is just really incredible. I mean, it's really, really something remarkable. So we feel the same way about Larry. I mean, if there is a time when he'd like to retire, I guess we have to let him. But hopefully he'll be around for many years to come.
Job openings. WPR has a few position openings, looking for a variety of talented people to join our team. A little bit here on the job openings. What do we see?
Well, there's a morning show producer position. I think there's a position in Eau Claire. There are also some TV positions. So if you're somebody who's interested in looking for jobs in public media, WPR.org/jobs is the place to go. And we often have people who listen and have like children or something who are somewhere in another part of the country, and they work in public radio, and they would like the children to come back, and actually that's worked a number of times. We've actually had that work out very well. So even if you're not looking for a job in public media, but you may know somebody who you'd like to have closer to you, do that. Go to the jobs page on WPR.org and check it out.
I love it. Yeah, you know, just send a little solicitation to that.
Yes,
child.
Exactly.
Who is
it happens
in Los Angeles
so
or
much. Oh my gosh. I mean, because we'll post things on Facebook sometimes and people will call out somebody and say, okay, you need to apply for this.
Yeah, this is
it's
for
really
you.
Funny. Yeah.
I love it. We're talking with Michael Arnold, who is head of content here at Wisconsin Public Radio, chief operating officer. You have a line on this edition of Mondays with Mike. We're at 800-642-1234. Email your thoughts on programming to ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll get back to the conversation. Mondays with Mike continues here on the Ideas Network. It is Mondays with Mike here on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking through the changes, the updates, the fantastic new Serial podcast about to be dropped, special events coming up to put on your calendar, all of it, with you front and center. You have a line to WPR's chief operating officer, Mike Arnold. What's on your mind about WPR? What do you listen to? How do you access us? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Kelly now, joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
So I work for a nonprofit, and I thought it would be a really cool idea to highlight nonprofit organizations in Wisconsin. Just because, you know, there's so many organizations and people doing great work for our communities. And I think NPR listeners, at least from my perspective, are very engaged. So, you know, maybe just a little segment highlighting community members and organizations doing good work for our community.
May I ask what nonprofit you work with, or what type of nonprofit?
So I work for Wisconsin Court-Appointed Special Advocates. So we serve abused and neglected children throughout the state of Wisconsin.
So you're with CASA?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
About 2 years.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I absolutely love it. I love having the higher mission behind everything that I do. And, you know, the small impact that we make in a child's life on a daily basis is completely invaluable.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Kelly, thanks for that suggestion. I mean, we do have a number of partnerships with nonprofits in a lot of different ways, not just on interviews on the air, but also sometimes we'll have promotional opportunities, public service announcements available to nonprofits that we do in different regions across the state. So that's an opportunity for nonprofits to be supported by WPR. We also do have a lot of interviews with guests who come from nonprofits and talk about different issues. So we do that fairly regularly, but we don't have sort of like a set time when we do that. So Kelly, thanks so much for that call, and thanks for all the work you do at CASA. That's really great.
Let's go to Bethany in West Bend. Bethany, hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in and say how wonderful Wisconsin Public Radio is. I've been a longtime listener for over three decades and supporter, and I love the morning show. I listen to it as I commute, and on point and all things considered. And in this world of so much negativity, you just bring the information and the news and the life to my light.
Wow. That is so cool.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Thank you, Bethany. That's really great. And it's amazing how time flies, because it seems like, you know, three decades can go by very quickly. And we appreciate your support. We appreciate your listening to WPR. And we also appreciate the fact that there are a lot of other people like you who support the station and listen on a regular basis. So thanks so much, Bethany. It's great to hear from you this morning.
It's just such an honor to be a part of your commute each day and this journey through your life as well. All right, let's move on to fellowships. WPR has fellowships to provide experiences for journalists.
This is
new fellows.
Yeah, and the fellowship program is something that's developed. I've been here a little over 7 years, and it's been something that's really made a lot of progress. Noah Ovchinsky, our news director, has been a big advocate for this, and it's had a huge impact on not only on WPR, I think, but also on the public radio system, because there are a lot of people who've gone through these fellowships and they wind up going to NPR or, you know,
W-H-I-Y.
Other places. Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we have some new fellows right now. Brahm Sable Smith is the Mike Simonson Investigative News Fellow, and he's an accomplished journalist who comes to us to brush up his investigative skills. Before he was here, he was a lead reporter in Missouri at Columbia, Missouri's public radio station, as on their health and wellness desk. He was also an adjunct professor at the Missouri School of Journalism. So we've already heard some reporting by Bram, but I'm sure we'll hear more. Miranda Suarez, who you probably often hear on the air, is the Lee Esther News Fellow. She comes to us from Boston University and has worked at WBUR in Boston, On Point. They do On Point. Also WCAI, which is on the Cape and Islands, on Cape Cod, and the New England Center for Investigative Reporting. And they also join Second Century News Fellow Alana Watson, who you often hear on WPR as parts of the team.
She's based in Milwaukee.
She's based in Milwaukee, yes. She's a Second Century News Fellow. And these fellowships are designed to provide transformative experiences to develop the next generation of journalists. And I'd have to say, even though I'm paid to say this, I would say it's been really successful. We've had some really wonderful people work with us, and it's just had an incredible impact on us. And we have three really great new ones working for us now.
The hardest part is seeing them go.
Yeah, it is. It is really tough.
But, I mean, just when things get really, really good, that fellowship is over and you're just crushed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
They're just so talented.
And just some amazing people, and they get better every year. So it's fantastic. And we benefit from it here at WPR. You hear stories produced by them. But then it continues well into the future. So this is a really wonderful project. Actually, if you're interested in supporting that. I'm sure that there are opportunities for that. So you can call WPR and ask about it.
All right, let's move on to some housekeeping. We recently made a change to our daily program newsletter. What's going on with that change?
Yeah, we used to have a list that was sent to about 1,400 people, but on a consistent basis, maybe about 200 people would open it up. One of the challenges we found was that in order to compose that newsletter, it required a lot of work by people that could have been used for other purposes. So we moved that, or we ended that, actually. And you can still find the information online at WPR.org/program notes. But we stopped the newsletter. And basically, it allows people to put their time and effort into things that actually have some more potential to serve you, including things like writing articles on the website that you can read and other things like that.
We have an email here from someone who's wondering about how we format newscasts, saying they noticed that they're hearing the same locally produced news stories more frequently. What do we take into consideration as we put together these newscasts throughout the day?
I think we're always trying to stay on top of what's happening and how things are developing. But there are some stories that you hear more often than once. And that's because the newscast is, I mean, you probably notice that with NPR, too. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of times where they'll have similar reports or updated reports of different stories. It's always a balancing act that both the news editors and the newscasters dance. Yeah. So that's how it works.
We have some feedback here on Simply Folk, who said while working in their wood shop in their garage, they really love Simply Folk and enjoy it again and again. It's 40 years now going strong.
Yeah.
You know, considering the decades of some of these programs, Simply Folk is up there in age.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's been around for a while, and we celebrate that and celebrate the fact that there are so many people who listen. And I think, you know, you think about some of the stuff we talked about this hour, you know, some people saying, oh, you know, I tell you, I'm tired of the news and stuff. Simply Folk is a respite for that. It's a good example of how WPR entertains you and informs you and educates you. And I think that's one of the things that people love is at the end of the weekend to be able to sit back and listen to some great music and just have a good time. And yeah.
And Dan Robinson is
really
such a
important
great companion.
Oh, yeah. He's such a great host and yeah. Just a sweet person in general, but that comes across on the air. But I think it's a good example of the ways that of a way that WPR provides an entertainment source to you, a way for you to sort of share with other people an enjoyment of music, maybe while you're working in your wood shop or doing
wherever
whatever you want.
Are.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
We only have a few seconds left, but ending on smart speakers, someone having trouble getting the station they want on their smart speakers, where are we at with that?
We're working on that, probably over the next couple months. One of the things we're working on with the Amazon product, which is probably one of the bigger smart speakers that's out there, is developing a skill. Which sounds really complicated, but it's not that complicated. and so we're working on that. So probably sometime in the next few months, we'll have a skill that'll allow you to choose either ideas, news and classical, or all classical, and maybe even some podcasts. But we're still working through some of the details of that.
Working on those skills.
Yeah,
well,
but as we fix the skill, we'll let you know.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you. It's always fun to be on, and I'm glad that I have the same name as Mike Crane, so when I fill in, you don't have to change the name of the show.
Michael Arnold there is Chief Operating Officer, Head of Content here at WPR. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.